Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Scott Brosius. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The catcher, Scott Hammond. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Slusarski. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The DH, George Brett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Keith Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, David Howard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Davis. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Blankenship. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Shumpert applying the tag. Henderson moves to third. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slusarski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jeffries for the out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Joyner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Joyner reaches second base with a double. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lansford for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Miller hits a line drive for a single. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Hammond and he is safe. Miller steals second. David Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field. Henderson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Miller scores. Howard moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shumpert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammond hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Hammond reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Hammond moves to third. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hammond scores. Blankenship moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Royals, 1. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Royals. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Blankenship can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Brocious settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brocious is 0 for 1 in the game. Brocious strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane is hit by the pitch. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes McFarlane. The throw from Hammond and he is out, Blankenship applying the tag. 1 out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Miller reaches second base with a double. David Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Shumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Shumpert hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Shumpert reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Howard goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Royals. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Shumpert. The throw from Hammond and he is safe. Shumpert steals third. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shumpert scores. It's 5-1, Royals. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes McRae. The throw from Hammond and he is safe. McRae steals second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Joyner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 6-1, Royals. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Brocious settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hammond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bordick moves to second. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Royals. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship hits a line drive towards the mound. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Royals. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGwire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGwire hits a fly ball into right field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Neil Heaton now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lansford moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brosius is 0-for-2 in the game. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 5. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McFarlane strikes out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammond is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship hits a fly ball into right field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 5. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Howard strikes out. 1 out. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shumpert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Shumpert strikes out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive off the glove of Lansford, and into shallow left field. McRae reaches second base with a double. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Magnant now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Canseco moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lansford bunts towards the mound. Magnant fields it and throws to third for the out. McGuire moves to second. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Lansford moves to third. Wilson moves to second. It's Athletics, 6, Royals, 6. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brosius is 0 for 3 in the game. Brosius hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Wilson scores. It's 8-6, Athletics. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bordick hits a line drive beyond second. Shumpert can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brosius moves to second. Scott Hemond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hemond is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hemond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bruce Walton now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Chris Gwynn pinch hits for David Howard. Vince Horsman now pitching. Bob Melvin pinch hits for Chris Gwynn. Bob Melvin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson now playing shortstop. Joel Johnston now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henderson scores. Blankenship moves to second. It's 9-6, Athletics. Rusty Meacham now pitching. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Canseco is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blankenship moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McGuire is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blankenship tags and scores. One out. It's 10-6, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Kingery now playing right field. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Shumpert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Shumpert hits a line drive for a single. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McRae is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Royals 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hammond is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hammond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Joyner is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joyner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McReynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.